I've spoken with people, and if I were to list their names, you'd know exactly who they are at the highest levels on our team. And I said, we have a high-level national security breach. Our military's phones and computers all around the world have been breached. They got Chinese software. Their stuff has been exported. We need Pentagon investigators. You know what I was told from multiple people? We're so corrupt. We're so far gone. We're on our own.
Yeah.
I went, what?
No, that's, you hit the nail
and
on the
that's
head.
Perfect, Pete, because I think the last time we talked, or, you know, we might have said something like there's a few good FBI agents left. It doesn't matter if they're good or not. God
the
has taken me down kind of a path into John Locke, John Milton, and a lot of the guys who were writing about the law of nature and nature's God, which is where our founding fathers got the kind of, they didn't get it from them. They got it from the word of God.
Amen.
Laws of nature, nature's God. And we don't recognize that. We don't, as Americans, think much of a monarchy, but we think an awful lot about the CIA and the FBI and the USDA and the CDC.
And all they've done is, go ahead.
And what God has shown me is that we have taken off the head of the spirit of monarchy, but it has metastasized itself to many heads. Okay. And here's the thing about the FBI. They are accountable to no one.
Nobody.
They aren't voted in. Therefore, it goes against the law of nature and nature's God to have anybody
right
above us to tell us what to do.
That's not accountable and unelectable, or we can't fire them.
Cincinnati, Ohio. Yeah, baby. We got Ohio is going on. I'll tell you what, I can't believe it. I was invited to a tent revival. For the first time, I got a chance to meet some great Ohio patriots. They're known as the Resistance Chicks. And what a powerful twosome and a powerful gathering. When you're gathered in the name of Jesus Christ, unapologetically, boldly, right? In Ohio, we got a bunch of Ohio patriots here. They're real-life sisters. They call themselves the Resistance Chicks. They've been broadcasting online since 1927 when they started a do-it-yourself YouTube channel. January 2017, they launched Resistance Chicks as a news commentary program that quickly gained a huge following for good reasons that you're about to see. If it's the first time you've heard of them on our audience, it's not going to be the last time I welcome them. And, you know, we've been working, I would say the best way to describe it, working in parallel, very, very hard to try to do whatever we can to save humanity, right? Don't you agree with that?
No, I would totally agree with that, Pete. It's not just save humanity, but you started off with our town, right? Cincinnati.
Cincinnati in the house.
Woo! We've been in the same city for this whole time, and we're just now getting together, which is hilarious. But God has his timing.
We had to go to Dayton.
We had to go to Dayton to meet up with Pete Santilli.
Can you imagine? We're in Mount Washington. How far away are you?
We're in Milford. We're like, 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Are you serious?
No.
My grandma grew up in Mount Washington.
We've had, we'll call it construction going on. We're going to have you in studio next time sometime really, awesome. Really quick. That's going to be awesome. Okay. But anyways, sweet. Listen, I want, let's shift gears because I've been goofy up to this point.
We can't be goofy for the rest of the show?
You know, we can be goofy. Right now, we are in, what's the best way to describe it? It is the most tumultuous. There's this thing. It's like a tornado. You know, they say it's a spiritual battle.
Yeah.
It's like a weather modification spiritual battle thing, and there's toothpicks flying everywhere, and there's just this unsettling thing that's like we're going into this midterm election.
Yeah.
Feeling a sense of unease. What is it? It's rattling our souls right now, is it not?
Angst, PTSD. I mean, what else do you want to call it?
But there's
honestly, you're so right, Pete. Here's the thing. everybody's trying to play it cool. Yeah. All right. But we see that there is a Category 5 hurricane coming our way, but the sun's out right now, so everybody's like at the beach.
Yeah,
right?
And an F7 tornado.
Yeah.
Category 5 hurricane. An 8.2 earthquake.
Yeah.
Which is all happening all at the same time. And there's only a select few, and I say of us, and you can describe them, that you start getting closer to God. I'm like really close to God. I go like hour to hour. I'm like, hey, all right, what do I do next hour? What's next? What do I do, boss? And I feel, I'm sure, a lot more at ease with what's going on than some people that don't have a relationship with God, because it is a very, very tumultuous time.
Don't it's like Pompeii right before the volcano went off.
Everybody
thought it was going to be fine, and then they're suddenly stuck in stone for the rest of their life.
However, I mean, Pete, you say it. So, our relationship with God is the reason why we're okay going through this, because we know that it's crazy. And I'm not one of those people that says, oh, we've read the end of the book, we know we win. I read the whole book and I know I win throughout. And I feel very strong going into this election season that regardless of what happens or who gets in seats, what we did at that tent revival and what we're going to continue to do is pull down satanic strongholds in these seats. And then it doesn't matter who gets elected. If they are not a godly person, they can't continue to hold that seat. Mm. And if they are a godly person and that seat is demonically held and we don't do our job to kick the devil out of it, then they will be corrupted. So it doesn't really matter who gets in as much as it matters who we as the body of Christ kick out in the principalities, and then we can move forward. That's our job.
Yeah. And you know, I've been working, you know, I've been working, talking to the FBI. I went there, sent them a letter. Okay. Here's the update here. You ready? Sent them a letter. I was kind. I got a call yesterday I got a couple of telephone calls I need to tell you about. The lieutenant from the Hamilton County Sheriff called me and he said, we got intelligence that you're going to be doing. Bro. I'm like, intelligence? I called you and told you I was coming. Well, how intelligent is that? But I was nice to him. I'm like, I want to go there and pray for the people on the inside. I'm sure you agree. They need some prayers because things are really bad. Nobody has responded at the FBI, but this thing blew up since the last time we talked. Did you know? And here's the situation. I had to regroup. There was the screening. And did you go to the screening, by the way, of Capital Punishment?
No, we couldn't go.
Okay. Capital Punishment was screened.
I wanted to
speak to everybody last night.
Right.
And they gave me these rules. They said, you can't record anybody, and we don't know if you can speak because other people wanted to speak. They were going to do a bake sale, and we wouldn't feel right. And I'm like, okay.
You know why, though, Pete? There's still so much fear.
There's so much fear.
And that's what you're doing. You're casting the fear out.
There's
amongst
so much
very
fear.
Good-hearted people.
They are.
They're still afraid that if they touch this, then somehow it's like the plague, like a real one, right? Like if you just get anywhere near it, it's going to get on you.
Yeah. And that right there kind of took me by surprise. But here's the main news. I've spoken with people, and if I were to list their names, you'd know exactly who they are at the highest levels on our team. And I said, we have a high level national security breach. Our military's phones and computers all around the world have been breached. They got Chinese software. Their stuff has been exported. We need Pentagon investigators. You know what I was told from multiple people? We're so corrupt. We're so far gone. We're on our own.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
You hit the nail on the head.
And that's perfect, Pete, because I think the last time we talked, or, you know, we might have said something like there's a few good FBI agents left. It doesn't matter if they're good or not. God
the
has taken me down kind of a path into John Locke, John Milton, and a lot of the guys who were writing about the law of nature and nature's God, which is where our founding fathers got they didn't get it from them. They got it from the word of God.
Amen.
Laws of nature, nature's God. And we don't recognize that we don't, as Americans, think much of a monarchy. But we think an awful lot about the CIA and the FBI and the USDA and the CDC.
And all they've done is, go ahead.
And what God has shown me is that we have taken off the head of the spirit of monarchy, but it has metastasized itself to many heads, okay? And here's the thing about the FBI. They are accountable to no one.
Nobody.
They aren't voted in. Therefore, it goes against the law of nature and nature's God to have anybody above us to tell us what to do.
That's not accountable and unelectable, or we can't fire them. If they are literally the servant of the people, then how come we don't elect
them? Dr. Fauci told Rand Paul that Congress cannot investigate the CDC, that there are mysterious beings. Well, guess what? There was a guy named Algernon Sidney. He was in the 1600s. And he wrote the discourse against a guy named Robert Filmer. Robert Filmer wrote a book called Patriarcha, and in it he was expounding on the divine right of kings. And in it, and that was well read all over England in the 1600s prior to our revolution.
Accepted in all society. Okay. Kings had a divine right to rule.
All the way back to Adam.
Subjugate everybody.
And there were mysteries that the little people
just couldn't know
and didn't need to understand. Right now, the FBI, the CDC says there are mysteries and you don't need to understand
them. Just the little people.
They just voted in 15-0 to allow the COVID-19 poison shot on the childhood vaccination chart. And none of those people, Pete, when was the last time you elected somebody onto the board of the CDC?
They're killing people. It's the dangers of taking the shot exceed the dangers of contracting COVID. We now have that data. And they're going after our kids to get them injected with this thing. And I'm understanding people are dying and they got fried calamari in their veins.
Yeah.
Nasty. Yeah, have you ever seen those things? It looks like fried calamari.
Yeah, the little white thing.
To our kids. And they're an unelected body. Now, back to the FBI thing. This organization has become so corrupt. We're talking about Soviet style. You ladies are probably too young to remember how corrupt the Soviet Union was, the KGB. I mean, this is KGB style on steroids here. Yeah. Not one person called me back. I offered to give them evidence. I have whistleblowers. They have evidence of crimes against the United States of America. Yeah. I wrote it in a letter. Not one person called me back. Not one.
Can I say, it's not that they have become corrupt, it's that they always have been. So when the FBI was created, did the founding fathers have an FBI?
Right.
Did the founding fathers have a CIA? No, because the founding fathers had three branches of government, the judicial, the executive, and the legislative, so that all three branches of those government could be held accountable by one another. So what did, wasn't it Herbert Hoover
who created? Hoover.
Yeah, who created the FBI? Mm-hmm. You know what he decided? I don't like to have to go to the legislative. I do not want to have to be held accountable to the judiciary. You know, I'm going to create this other branch of government and I'm going to control it. And I am, when you see you, we've all studied the JFK assassinations, the Church Commission. When you see, Martin Luther King Jr. Was told to suicide himself by the FBI. Mm. I dare say the foundation of it is corrupt. And we are just starting to see the tree fall down, but the roots have always been corrupt.
Yeah, yeah. Every single institution, imagine the medical industrial complex, obliterated. You know what? This is what I said, and I'm going to say it again. If I'm sick, terminally ill, I get, a shoe on the side of my head, I get COVID, get all that. I said to the girls, I said, I want you to wheel me up to the butter, Jesus, down there, I want to be at the base of the, what I'm talking about, right?
Where
the
butter. Solid rock. Yes,
I'm going to solid rock at the base of the butter, Jesus. That's where I want it. Not to the hospital. So we got the medical industrial complex. But we got the intelligence services being weaponized against America. We have Congress is just flat out communist. You got their left-right paradigm is nothing. It's just all one big fat lie. And here we are going into a quote unquote an election with a broken election system. I mean, we got machines that are rigged and the only way we can win is to outvote the fraud. We're going into this midterm election and they insist on just continuing to kill us and target our babies. Did you ever think, ladies, that things would get this bad?
Yes.
I do. Actually, honestly, I'm going to be straight up honest with you on your show, and I think your audience will find this refreshing. I thought it would get a lot worse a lot earlier. We've been waiting for this for a really long time, and that sounds, you know, really kind of sick and twisted, but I know that there are people that have not woken up yet because it hasn't gotten bad enough yet. And I'm like, guys, just reset the bone. Just do it quickly. Let's just get it done and over with, because it's going to have to actually, unfortunately, get worse.
So even
for all the people that need to wake up, to wake
even
up.
On paper, okay, Donald Trump won 10 million more votes in 2020 than he did in 2016. Which means that 10 million more people woke up.
Yes.
Okay, that is awesome. 10
and that's according
million.
To their numbers.
And that's according to their numbers, okay? So when you think about what happened, COVID woke so many people up.
Yeah.
And Pete, I'm telling you, there are still people that need to wake up. So yeah, things are going to keep going crazy. And we can look at our friends who haven't woken up yet and say, it's all your fault.
Yeah.
Okay, because God could have done. Come in right now, fixed it all, but you wanted to stay asleep. And so, but here's the good news for the Christians out there. God is going to keep you under his wing like Amen. A hen covers her chicks. Stay in the presence of God, and you're going to be fine while everybody else has to wake up. Because, Pete, you're okay. We went through 2 years of just massive censorship, total control, and we're here, and we're still talking right now.
Pete went to jail, man.
And you went to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but they're not going to take you down because you have the power of God inside
of you. That's exactly right.
I'm not going to back down. I'm not going to give up. I'm certainly not. I've changed my approach here. There are major things that are happening. I was in the military. I was a United States Marine. And I can't believe, I mean, I have evidence right now. We can grab investigators right now and go to the Pentagon and go meet with the OIG. You know what the OIG is? When I was in the military, if the OIG would come in, I mean, it's like the highest level of, you know, that agency comes into your operation, OIG for the military. And they turn that place upside. They could literally go to the L.A. County District Attorney's Office, go turn a place upside down, grab the evidence they have of our troops having their stuff exfiltrated to China. Turn the place upside down. Couldn't even get an appointment at the Pentagon. Nobody wants to deal. You know why? Because they were the ones that funded it and then covered it up along with the FBI. Can you imagine this?
So what's going on with the FBI right now? So you said you got a couple of phone calls you needed to tell us about. There's the sheriff guy, and then what else?
Yeah, the people that I've spoken to have said there's no such thing as the FBI has covered up major crimes. There's no praying for them. They all need to evacuate, basically. It needs to be dismantled. It
Did
needs to be dismantled.
That?
Huh? No,
Did
this is what
them?
I'm being told. they're like, you're gonna go pray for them, you know. Really? Yeah, how about if we focus on just getting rid of them? How about that altogether? Just give them final warning, evacuate the building, we're shutting you down. So going into this midterm election, is it important to you guys following politics? I mean, politics and religion, you know, have to be. I believe that they're together. We need to make America godly again.
Yeah.
Midterm elections, you following it? Do you think it's important?
Yeah, you
Absolutely.
Know, so it's kind of exciting. It's a little bit like watching a boxing match, but I've learned something since we've, you know, really started covering world news, to not put a lot of stock into people who get elected, because again, yes, I'm following it. Yes, of course, I want like a Kari Lake to get in as governor. I love John James. He was running for Senate in Michigan. Now he's running as a House of Representative. I want him in. You know, there's a lot of really great things. And of course, you want to wake up the next day. And we will wake up the next day.
Will be my birthday.
Mm-hmm. It will be. Okay.
It'll be my birthday.
It's your birthday? Election day?
Wave. My birthday is the day after the election.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
No, it wasn't 2016.
So it will be a red wave. But I want to say I'm excited. It's going to be kind of like watching a football game, but I've also found that, like, you know, you got a Marjorie Taylor Greene and a Lauren Boebert, and they get into this place, and Congressman Thomas Massey, I like him a lot. We've met him a couple of times, and he said something about, there's a congressional pin that they give you, and he calls it My Precious from Lord of the Rings. And when you go places in Washington, D.C., you get special seating. You get, you know, you go to a restaurant and they say, oh, Congressman.
He said that you have to keep yourself in check. So something happens to these people.
He says, I don't wear it. He goes, I don't wear it very often because it turns me into something weird that I don't like. And so even with, we have to be able to recognize that we can send all the best people to these seats, but we have to do something in tandem, which is what
That's
we did
exactly
in Ohio.
Right.
And I thank you so much for coming out, Pete, because I don't know if you guys got to see Pete's speech from that day. Do you have that up on your website somewhere, Pete?
If not, you can find it at resistancechicks.com.
Speech was so on fire with the power of God. We came in and he had 2 minutes left and I didn't know on the clock. So
that was embarrassing.
He had this long pause.
Fail.
He had this long pause. And so he had still had time left, but he was so on fire with the power of God. And you guys have to watch that. And that's how we win.
So what were
your story? You told your testimony, how you and the Bundys, you went before God.
That's right.
You prayed. You prayed imprecatory prayers. You prayed like Psalm 35, which says, "Plead my cause, O Lord. Fight against those who fight against me. Take your hold of your shield and your buckler. Restore my hope. The pit that my enemies have dug, may they fall in." We got to start reading the Psalms and praying those Psalms and begin to say, "The pit that the FBI has dug for me, may they fall in it themselves."
Boom.
And the Bible, and Jesus says, if you say to this mountain, "Be removed and be cast in the sea," and don't doubt in your heart, but you believe, you'll have those things that you ask. What do mountains represent in the Bible?
Governments.
So we say to any sort of principality or government, we say to the FBI, it's not these people. We think that we're dealing with people. We're dealing with a satanic realm, and we have to go at it in the satanic realm. But we also, spiritual Christians, are going to need to take certain actions how the Lord leads. So God's going to show us what to do. And so you have to be careful. You have to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves, because I don't want y'all going to jail.
So that's okay. Where it boils down to this. This is what the revival was about. It's what Pete's mission is about. It's what our mission is about. You do the things in the natural that God shows you in the spiritual to do, and they have to work together. You can't have one without the other. It's impossible, and it won't work.
And we need to take counsel with one another. We need to pray. And what you guys did with the Bundys is a perfect example on how you can win when you fight the spiritual battle. And then what you did in the natural, right? You had how many pieces of evidence, and you went ahead and then you prayed over that evidence and you presented it and you allowed God to work, and you got an FBI whistleblower and you had a lefty liberal judge who said, "Wait a minute here, you're withholding exculpatory evidence." And so this is a template for the rest of us follow.
Yeah, you guys laid the foundation, truly.
And here's how I want to be here, and hopefully you'll agree with me, is that, okay, so we get the Democrats out. We just stun them. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, a kangaroo with his boxing gloves on. And then we get the Republicans in, and you know what I wanted to do? Do go right to work holding them accountable.
That's right.
Right away, say, "You are working for us. Let's just make it really clear. You're not going to be in here just doing your same scam that you did the last time. You took over the House, the Senate, and the White House. And we need to be just as hard on our elected officials that are Republicans as we have been
Democrats. That is what needs to happen, and we need to keep holding our congressional leaders' feet to the fire. But let's remember, the leader of our Republican minority is Kevin McCarthy, and he was caught on audio talking about Trump, basically raking him over the coals. And I believe that Kevin McCarthy is the swamp, and what they do is they throw us crumbs. So we are going to see hearings, and we are going to, just like Hillary Clinton, we brought her in front and we read her the Riot Act, and what difference does it make? Okay, and we have our songs, you know, and it'd just be like a little slap, 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 slap. It's going to take us Christians to do a push behind them and do what you did with your lawyers. And we're going to hold our congressmen accountable in the power and the spirit of God, because you told me your lawyers weren't super red-pilled, great, awesome patriots. You had to tell them what to do. And we need to tell our representatives what to do. And we have to do it with authority. We have to do it with the power of God. We need to make phone calls. We need to meet them in person. We need to say, "This, I voted for you. I'm a Republican, you're a Republican, and we want to get this republic back, and this is what you're going to do." We need to hammer them with the truth until they do what they're supposed to do, which is represent we the people.
So clearly, Pete, we agree with you on the holding their feet to the fire.
Good. Now watch this. We have just a couple minutes left. I want to share this with you. You may not have seen it, but there I am at the FBI field office in Cincinnati. Watch this.
I will speak to them. I said okay. I was going to come here.
Watch.
And I was going to pray, and I will certainly be doing that. So everybody stand by. I'm going to replace the batteries that are in my handheld.
I was on a live stream. This is the live cut, not the edited version.
Bear with us here. Here is going to be, I say, somewhat exciting. I'm sure that the FBI is paying attention. No harm is going to be done to them. Actually, it's all beautiful. So, Jeff Jordan, if you'd kindly call.
All right,
here it is. We'll all be speaking. Okay.
Come on.
Okay.
This is the.
But I just thought I'd throw that in. Bureaucratic orders.
Here it comes. Watch. We're almost done here. Hold on. Come on. This is the unedited version.
No, it's good.
I'm here. I'm with you.
Attention, FBI. Please come out with your hand up for Jesus.
I want to be Pete Santilli when I grow up. Oh, it's epic. Please come out with your hands up for Jesus. I could squeeze you right now.
It was the loudest speaker. I mean, loud. JP Morgan Chase down the street, called the police. Sheriff's department shows up. We're like, we got complaints. You know, I'm like, hey, Sheriff, you're welcome to join me. I'm just here to pray for them. You know.
Pete.
I
love you so much.
I think that is.
What did Deb say?
You guys
say?
Need to go, huh?
No, we do need to go. We have an interview here in a few minutes, but
we will not comply.
Oh, I love this song.
Oh, I love this. Yep. My goodness, ladies, we're gonna have you back on. Okay, go off to your
other interview. No, we appreciate you having us on. It's been really fun.
You are awesome.
ResistanceChicks.com. We'll see you in the next, I don't know, week or two, right? But next week at least.
I want to thank all of you over the years who have supported InfoWars financially and with word of mouth and prayer. All the success that we've had together against the globalists and the fact that we're not caught flat-footed during their major takeover is because of you. Humanity has a real fighting chance. I just want to thank you all for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, like books and films and supplements and water filtration, air filtration, so much more. But for those of you that want to actually give us a straight donation so we get almost 100% of the money to fund our operation during this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com and right at the top, you'll see a link to make a straight donation. A one-time donation of $5, $10, $50, or a recurring donation you can cancel anytime. I want to thank all you that have donated. I want to encourage those of you out there that want to support freedom to take action now and be part of the global awakening, the new renaissance that's countering the Great Reset, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking on the donate button and giving today. Thank you so much for your support. Please take action.